Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We conclude our three-part series on the 2018 home buying recap.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about what home buyers do and how they move in the marketplace, especially this past year. National Association of Realtors offers us statistics to profile who it is that's buying these homes and what they're buying.
And as we understand that, we can position ourselves as professionals in making the property most appealing to the group that has the greatest amount of buying capacity and interest in acquisition.
That's right. It's interesting to me that there's a significant senior-related housing going on. 13% of the buyers were looking for something that would have the security and the lifestyle specific to senior housing.
Oh, that makes sense, because the seniors, the class that we would call seniors, is the largest expanding class with money that this world has ever seen.
So they're vacating larger homes and going to this, which means that if you're a step-up buyer in expansion mode, this could be an opportunity. Looking at it in more detail, 18% of the buyers typically purchase condos, 11% townhouses. We don't have that kind of marketplace for townhouses and condos in this marketplace. We don't have the inventory we need, in my opinion.
Well, would that suggest that if it was built, people would come?
I think it's an opportunity, definitely, for development to think about the lifestyle of those folks that are looking for the hands-free. And that's a very big target in regards to millennials as well.
Well, it's interesting. It adds up to better than 25% of the people that are buying.
That's right. Something to think about in regards to opportunity for providing supply. Also, what's interesting to me is that the median distance from your previous home to the one that you bought next this past year has been 15 miles. So people are really staying pretty close to their neighborhoods, their comfort areas for their commute to work or for their school district or something like that.
Well, that would also make sense. Now, if, as we understand, cities in the Willamette Valley, 15 miles would put you substantially out of town, which is interesting.
That's right. Our scale is very, to scale this, probably I'm guessing about 4 miles apart would be typical for our marketplace.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Let's look at the typical home. It was at 1,900 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and built in 1991. The inventory was enormous in 1991, a lot of production, even in our area for homes.
Yeah, that makes sense. So 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and pretty good size.
Yeah, pretty good size. We still want our space, as these Americans go.
Yep.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.